Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
It may not feel like we're approaching the height of summer, but by next week, temperatures in Las Vegas should be back into the triple digits again. That's one reason why Nevada's two most populous communities are working to follow a new state law requiring them to add heat mitigation efforts to their master plans. Under AB 96, communities with more than 100,000 residents must develop plans that bolster access to public cooling stations, drinking water, so-called cool building practices, and more shade over paved surfaces. It's aimed at saving lives. According to the Clark County Coroner's Office, more than 800 people died because of heat in 2024 and 2025. But are the changes enough to help? Here to discuss that is Alan Hilaly. He's the water and environmental reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Alan, thanks for coming in and chatting with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the law, I want to ask about a statistic that gets bandied about a lot. It is that Reno and Las Vegas are the country's two fastest warming cities. Where does that statistic come from?
Yeah, it comes from an independent group of climate scientists that formed a nonprofit called Climate Central. Every day on Earth Day, they release an analysis of temperatures, average temperatures since 1970 for every major city across the nation. And for the past at least half a decade, Reno and Las Vegas have been at the top of that list. So when we're talking about extreme heat planning, things like planting trees and making our buildings better, that is a very tangible metric for us to say, you know, we need to do something about this problem now to plan for the future.
So how would this new heat mitigation law, AB 96, address that extreme heat?
Right. So basically what the law did is it required, and as you said, any municipality, local government with more than 100,000 residents to look at how they can amend their city codes, their master plans to potentially address some of these specific issues like access to drinking water and all the other things that you mentioned. Essentially, you know, what it means in practice at this point is, at least here in Southern Nevada, they have created another working group with all of the municipalities, City of Henderson, Boulder City, Clark County. They all came together. They hired an outside consultant to kind of do this analysis of what are the things that are missing from our master plans. I think there is some hesitance about whether that actually does something tangibly, right? I mean, we can put language in our city codes or language in our master plans about cooling centers and all these things, but without tangible funding sources or dedicated attention, and also any real tangible enforcement action, any way to hold our city governments accountable, there is just a question of whether, you know, a quick language change does mean anything in practice.
It's like you're looking at my notes, because my next question is about enforcement. There's no teeth in this. So are lawmakers who, you know, brought this law forward last session talking about bringing it back next year?
I don't think they're talking about this specifically. I think the focus, at least that I have, what I understand is there is a really concerted effort to maybe catch Nevada up to cities like Phoenix, LA, Miami, in potentially creating a statewide heat office, a dedicated official at the state government who can find funding sources for these things, plan year-round to work with our local governments on these very specific things. I think there's just been, you know, what I hear all the time is that nobody before maybe 2022 wanted to, quote, own this issue, right? I mean, it's just so fragmented across all these local governments. And the longer we let that happen, the longer, the more people die. So I think one of the things that they might do at the session, I know Assemblymember Cynthia Moore is looking at introducing something, is to create that statewide heat office, which is a similar model to some of the other hottest cities in the country.
We've already experienced at least three extreme heat advisories this year. Have we seen the cities or counties act any differently this summer as compared to previous summers?
I wouldn't say so. I think really our only official response here in Southern Nevada and in Northern Nevada has been these cooling centers, right? There are community centers, there are libraries, there are places that open their doors and basically can't tell you to get out of there if you're there to cool down. But what we've seen in real academic research from the Desert Research Institute is that these aren't being used well. They're not advertised. There is a stigma associated with them. People associate them with homelessness. So there is, questions just about how can we make these cooling centers more effective, more well attended, and how can we place them in the neighborhoods where we need them most? And we do have that data about where heat is most acutely felt when we're in these really hot summers. So, I don't think there's really been anything different this year. The municipalities are still very focused on planting trees, something that takes, upwards of half a decade to really have any tangible impact. But I will say they are, targeting those to the most urban heat islands that they can. So nothing's really changed, but I think they're at the table, they're talking. There was the Southern Nevada Extreme Heat Summit, and people are having the conversations. I think they're just looking for the way to take this to the next level.
We got about 30 seconds left, Alan. Who supported this law? Where did it come from?
Yeah, so this law, I believe it was first put forward in 2023. Governor Lombardo did veto it. It did have a lot of support from the Democrats up in Carson City, but it is a bipartisan issue, right? Nobody wants people dying of extreme heat in their districts.
Alan Halaly is the water and environmental reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Alan, it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is State of Nevada.